What does one say? Just, you know, well and healthy and, you know, staying, you know, mentally strong. We have Mr. Strassman here with us. Not that I'm going to burden him with an immediate consultation, but, you know, maybe I should. I don't know. Okay, can everybody see and hear okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's now take a look at the second mitzvah here, which is mitzvah saseh kuf nun zayin. We had been dealing with the mitzvah saseh of teshbisu, which we saw the Rambam quoted the Yerushalmi, which was directly linked to bal yimatze, and very fascinating, the emphasis on batenu. So let's take a look at kuf nun zayin today. The Rambam says the following: a mitzvah kuf nun zayin. Everybody has the sources, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Hisha Sivanu Vesapir Bitsias Mitraim Elil Chamisha Sarvenisan Bitchilas Hailaila Kavitsachos Lashon Hamisapir. Rambam doesn't yet quote a pasuk, but he says that there's a mitzvah to tell the story of Yitzias Mitraim, specifically at Tchilas Halayla, which is a very fascinating thing, right? We have the same phenomenon the night before, or Le'arbasa, right? And the Mefarshim debate, you know, does this mean Seisa Kochavim? Does this mean Shkia? The machlokas between the Ravid and the other Rishonim, but here an emphasis clearly on Tchilas Halayla, right? Immediately at Laila, Seisa Kochavim, in accordance with the, let's say, fluency of the capacity for articulation of the one who is the misaper. V'chol mash Yosef v'ma'amar v'yarech hadvarim behagdalas masha asalanu Hashem masha asayimanu amitzim me'avil v'chamas v'eich lakach Hashem nekmasenu behem. God avenged us of them v'hodos lo yisala mashik malanu me'chasadav ye yoser tov k'mo she'amru kol amarech chasaper b'tzias Mitzrayim. So here we have the idea of Kol Mashi Yosef Mamar V'Yarech HaDvarim, and that corresponds directly to Kifit Tzachos Lashon HaMisaper, right? The capacity for a person's speech is directly related to their ability to be Mosef B'Mamar and to be Marech B'Dvarim. Here also you see, and I'll be discussing this a little bit later tonight in the community shiur, Masha Asa Imanu HaMitzrim Me'Avel V'Chamas, right? Maschilin B'Gnos M'Simon B'Shavach, clearly. Right, you're going back to the beginning of the story, how God avenged us, and then yet another element of what Reb Chaim would later, like, you know, identify, but it's already very meduyak in the Rambam, that one of the differences between Sipor and Zechira is v'hodos lo yisal al shemagim lanu mechasadav, right, the idea of halal and hoda, which the Rav added to Reb Chaim's three distinctions. Again, just to review those, b'shash yesh matzah mara menachem lefanecha, derech shelo tshuva, and maschil b'knos m'saim b'shevach. K'mo shamru kol amarech sapetis yisrayim reizim b'shubach. V'kosev shabal ativo yezehu amaru yisala v'gad t'levincha b'yom ha'hu le'mor. This is the makor, according to the Rambam, here in the Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam, as we know, changes the source in the Mishneh Torah. He says, Zachar se'yom ezeh shet sasem mitzvah yisrayim b'esav adim. And that there's a very important difference between the two. That's a broader story for another time. But here it's Vigad to Levincha Bayom Ahu Limor Bavor Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk that tells you you have to do this mitzvah. Vav Ferush Vigad to Levincha Yachol Mirush Chodesh Tamalomber Bayom Ahu. Right? Ibayom Ahu Yachol Mibayom Tamalomber Bavor Zeh. It's for these mitzvos. Bavor Zeh Lo Amarti Lebishash Yesh Matzu Maror Munachim Lefanecha. Right? So that's the import of the pasuk. The pasuk tells you the particular day, and that it's b'shash yesh matzah mara menachem lefanecha, which could only be balayla, because of yachu as habasar balayla zeh, and that's linked to matzah, al matzah simarom yochlu. Kilomar, and then the Rambam just spells out what he means, mitchilas halayla chayavata lesaper. That's how you do, you know, the calculus, so to speak. V'lashon b'chalto, michal shenemar ki yishal chavincha. Right, that's the antecedent to, right, you know, the discussion here, right, that your child may prompt you. And sometimes you just have to be God to the Vincha without the prompting. Yachlim shalcha tamagilo vim lavina tamagilo v'tamilomar be God to the Vincha. Avo pisha eno shualcha, right, even if he doesn't ask you. And you might have actually thought, it's a fascinating hava, Mina, that you only have the mitzvah to do this should somebody ask you, but there's not like an imperative. A fascinating thing. Ein li ole bizman sheyesh li ben beino levein atzmo. Unfortunately, that is going to have to be a reality. It looks like this year for people who are, it's not safe for them to be around others, which is a tragedy. Normally, we read this Rambam, we think about it as theoretical. But Filu ben olivinatz, mo ben olivin acherim minayin. Tamalomar vayomer Moshe alam zachor es hayom azer shatzim mitzrayim. Kilomar shehutziva lezachro kemalamar zachor es hayom shabbos lekadsho. So that even if there's no haggadah going on, nevertheless, the second pasuk of vayomer Moshe alam zachor es hayom azer asher yitzasem mi mitzrayim. So that tells you that the mitzvah applies no matter what the circumstances are. So again, all this is inverted in the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, the primary pasuk for the mitzvah is Zachar Sayyam Azar Shet Sab Mitzrayim, and the Hekesh to Shabbos is basically used to demonstrate that just as Shabbos, the whole idea of Zachar Sayyam Shabbos Lekadsho is to point out the differentiation between Shabbos and the days before and after, so too the Rambam comes to the conclusion in the Mishnah Torah, the whole idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is basically not to ask, but to declare, Ma Nishtana Halayla Hazeh, Mikol Halelos. But be that as it may, here, again, the pasuk is telling you, Zachar Sayyam Azer Asher Yitzasa Mimitzrayim, just like you would make Kiddush no matter what the circumstances were, you know, Bizman Sheesh Oben, Ben Oluven Atzmo, Ben Oluven Acherim. Here it's telling you that it applies in all situations. Kilomar Shutiva Zachar Kamar Zachar Samashat Kocho, for Yadat Lashon Amram, Vafilu Kulanu Chachamim Kulanu Nevonim Kulanu Yodim Esatora Kula, Mitzvah Lein L'Sabrit Tzrayim V'Chol M'Sabrit Tzirat Tzrayim Harei Zeh Mishubach. So again, here's the Rambam's presentation and the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Sefer HaMitzvos presentation is very much rooting V'Gad L'Vincha B'Yom Ahu Le'Mor B'Tchilas HaLayla. The timing is important. B'Avor Zeh Asha Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. And again, Asha Hashem Li, the Rambam defines here as the Nekama. Masha Asalanu HaMitzvah Me'Avel V'Chamas. And ba'avur zeh asah Hashem li eich lakach Hashem nikmasenu mehem. And the Rambam already builds in that this mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah of Sipur, so we all know from any storytelling that storytelling is always best done when a person is able to, you know, be dramatic and to embellish on all of the details, etc. So maybe we'll have time to come back to this a little bit later as we go through Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. It's not so much a first parak topic at all. This only comes up in Parak Zayin and Parak Ches. But be that as it may, what we see here in the Rambam is one formulation of the idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, very, very much rooted in the timing of Tchilas HaLayla. The night itself is designated, and I just wanted to discuss that in as we conclude for today for just a second. Right, the significance of Tchilas HaLayla, I think, is very important. There's a discussion amongst the Meforshim when it comes to the pasuk Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem Hotziyam Me'Eretz Yitzrayim Hu HaLayla Hazeh LaHashem Shimurim L'Chol Bnei Yisrael L'Dorosam. And the Ramban comments on the pasuk, and he says that the idea of Hu HaLayla Hazeh LaHashem, it's Mekudash L'Shmo, that the entire night should be Mekudash. So we all like think about this in terms of the end point, right? The end point. You know, a person like we have, you know, Maisa Rabbi Kiva, Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, etc. Shayim Mesub Mimnei Rak, Mesav Mitzias Mitzrayim Kolos HaLayla. Even more than that, there's a Tosefta of Rabbi Gamliel who was learning Hilchos Karban Pesach Kolos HaLayla. So we know that it should go, you know, until Alos HaShachar, Rabbi Sinu Higia Zman Kriyat Shmashal Shachras. But I think what's fascinating about this, and maybe somebody wants to say it besides me, is that, you know, taking this Ramban's idea of Mekudash Shishmo, it doesn't just apply to the end point, but what does it also seem to indicate? This is the emphasis of the Rambam now. But if you take the idea of the entire night of Hu HaLayla Hazeh LaHashem, so then what should emerge as well? Brian?
Tchilas HaLayla.
Right, exactly. The importance of Tchilas HaLayla in that regard. Now you have your tefillin and your talis, right? It's a role reversal. Okay. So any event, that's important. So maybe Od Chazon L'Moed will come back to discuss some of these important transitions between the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, but that's the second Mitzvah Saseh that we have in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. Here we go through the Sefer Mitzvahs. We discuss Tashbisu. We discuss the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. God willing, tomorrow we'll discuss the Mitzvah Saseh of Achilas Matzah, Bo'erev Tochul Matzos. Okay, everybody be well. See many of you a little bit later, okay? Everybody stay healthy and safe. Yeah, Ilan.
What are we supposed to do during our Gemara?